The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It will be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you 7 times in one day and returns to you 7 times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mulberry leaf, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you." The Gospel of the Lord. As I was looking at the gospel of today, some questions came to mind. At what point in our history as a church, as a Christian church, did we move into a situation in which we just seek for the very basic or the most minimal things that are required of us to be Christians? Because the testimony of the early church is completely different from our testimony today of the faith. It's like we seek for the minimum, the most basic that we can do. So often maybe confession once a year, mass maybe twice a year or once a week. I know I'm kind of preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to people who are regular at daily masses. But these were the questions I was thinking about today. When you look at the gospel of today, Jesus Christ says, if your brother sins against you, wrongs you 7 times in one day, and he returns to you 7 times and asks for forgiveness, you shall forgive him. Most times our temptation is to say, well, I think he's taking me for a ride because he knows I'm always going to forgive. The rabbis always taught that if you forgive your brother 3 times, then you are perfect. And Jesus Christ doesn't just double what the rabbis taught by saying maybe 6 times. But Jesus Christ says 7 times in one day, still forgives. So you can see that Jesus is not looking for the basic minimum for the Christians. He's presenting to us a higher standard than what is obtainable in the society. And I have my own theory with the number 7 here. We all know the number 7 is perfection. When Jesus says, if your brother sins against you 7 times and comes to you for forgiveness 7 times, Jesus is saying to us, you must keep forgiving until you yourself are perfect.